This is Educated and Empowered. Hi guys, it's Tennille Jackson coming to you all one more time for another episode. And what today's episode is, this is part two. If you all tuned in on yesterday, we did part one of what is going to be a 9-part series. And so I do encourage you all, if you want to, you know, be part of this, understand that this is going to be happening for the next 9 days. So again, I gave the disclaimer that this is really geared toward believers, as I am coming from the scriptures. I'm coming from Galatians, the 5th chapter, verses 22 and 23, that is really the foundation of this question. So our topic is, what is the missing fruit that is the root of your problem? And so on yesterday, we talked about love, right? So matter of fact, let me go ahead and let me give you all, for those of you who are not familiar with this passage of scripture, we are coming from in the New Testament, the book of Galatians and the 5th chapter, verses 22 and 23. And it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance." And I'll stop there. So that is the foundation from where we're coming. And we're talking about, again, what is the missing fruit that is the root of your problem? And so before we jump into it, let me remind you all to please follow me across social media if you are not already doing so, whether Wisdom, Clubhouse, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram. You can find me at My Name is Tennille. And if you'd like to connect with me deeper, meaning that you would like for me to provide you with a consultation or even become your life coach or literary coach, then I encourage you to visit my website, which is mynameistennille.com. That's My Name is TONEAL.com. And lastly, be sure to subscribe to my Educated and Empowered podcast, which you can find on anchor.fm, as well as Spotify, iHeart, Apple and Google Podcasts, and any of the other major streaming platforms. You can subscribe. It is only $3.99 a month. I want to give you all a heads up that, again, this will be a 9-part series. However, all 9 of the series will not be available for free. So I'm going to do the first maybe 5, maybe 6 will be available for free. But the remaining 3 to 4, you will have to be a paid subscriber in order to get access to that content, right? So when you go to anchor.fm and you look up Educated and Empowered, there is a slew of information that's already there. There are a lot of podcasts that's already there, but there are some exclusive episodes that I make just for my subscribers. So do not miss out. Please be sure to go, especially if you are enjoying this series. Again, it's going to be a 9-part series because we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. So all of that said, let's jump right into it. So on yesterday, we talked about the first fruit that is mentioned of the 9. Again, the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith. Those are the 9. But the first one, so every day we're going to focus on one particular fruit. And so if you missed it, be sure to go back yesterday and take a look at it. We talked about love and we broke it down as to why it was necessary to love both and, right? So not either or, but you must love both yourself and others, both others and yourself, right? Because a lot of times people have no problems loving other people, but secretly they loathe themselves. L-O-A-T-H-E. They do not like themselves, and that is not okay. It is not good to hate yourself. Why? Because the Bible says that you are to love your neighbor as yourself. And so if you don't love yourself, then that means that you can't really love your neighbor or anyone else, right? So we have to make sure that in order to properly love someone else, we must love ourselves. And then the other part is that you can't just love yourself and not love others, because you are instructed to love someone else, right? So again, if you want the full version of all of that, then go to yesterday's podcast and catch that. But today, this is day two. So what we are talking about today, today's fruit, is joy. And the definition of joy, it says a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Now, for me, I personally would leave off the latter part of happiness, because for me, there is a difference between joy and happiness. Some people agree, some people disagree. Some people would say that the terms are synonymous. For me, there is a distinct difference between joy and happiness. For me, when we talk about happiness, happiness is temporal. Happiness is connected to your emotions, right? So like if somebody gives you a gift, that makes you happy. But if you don't have that gift, then you're not happy, right? So happiness is conditional. Happiness is based upon your circumstances. As long as the circumstances are good, as long as the circumstances are favorable, then that's going to make me happy. But joy is a little bit deeper. Joy says beyond what my circumstances are, regardless of what it actually looks like, regardless of what it actually feels like, there is something that is in me that is not is beyond condition, right? So joy is being able to have that sense of great pleasure despite your circumstances. So to me, happiness is conditional. Joy is unconditional. In the church, there used to be a song that says, "This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away." And so if the fruit of the Spirit is joy, that means that that is something that God has given you. And so what God gives, He is not an Indian giver. And so whatever God gives you, that means that is just what it is that you have, right? So that means that despite whether or not you feel good, it doesn't mean that you don't have joy. The only way you don't have joy is if you choose not to activate the joy that has been given to you, right? So we have to understand what these fruit are, and not just understand what the fruit are or the individual fruit are. And the reason why you keep saying, hear me say fruit as opposed to fruits with an S, because so many times we say it incorrectly. But if you look in the scripture, it says the fruit of the Spirit. So even though, yes, there are more than one, but it lets me know that they all work together, right? So it's just like if you're making a cake, yes, you might have all of these different ingredients, right? So if I'm making a cake, I might have sugar and flour and eggs, but all of those ingredients together, they all work together to make one cake. So it's the exact same thing. So all nine of those pieces come together to make one. So that lets me know that all nine are necessary for me to be whole. And so you may feel that, well, I don't need to be joyful. You have some people, and maybe you all know some and maybe you don't, who they're like the character off of Sesame Street here in the United States. There's it used to be a show for our children, educational show that was called Sesame Street, and they had all of these different puppeted characters, and one of the characters, his name was Oscar the Grouch, and it didn't matter what happened, it didn't matter how great the day was, Oscar would always find something to be grouchy about. He'd always find something to complain about, and that's because Oscar had no joy, right? And even though that is a puppeted character, we know someone in life, maybe, I hope it's not you, but but we all probably know someone who is like that. Someone who is just always grouchy, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what it is that you bring to their attention, they just mean that they are going to have a negative spirit, and that's because they are missing joy. Those of you who are just tuning in, what we're talking about is the missing fruit. Which missing fruit is the root of your problem? And again, this is going to be a 9-part series. We are on part 2. The second piece of this fruit puzzle is joy. So what we're doing is we're just breaking down joy. What does joy look like? What does it look like when you have it? What does it look like when you don't have it? Why is it that you need it, right? And so we just went through the definition, and I explained to you all how, though the definition says that it's a feeling of great pleasure and happiness, for me, I eliminate that latter part, that latter conjunction, and happiness, because for me, joy and happiness are two different things. Although on the surface they may appear the same, the root of them are different, right? So the root of happiness is conditional. So based upon my circumstances will determine whether or not I'm happy. But if I have good circumstances, I'm going to be happy. If I have bad circumstances, I'm going to be sad. But joy is something that, despite what my physical circumstances are, there is still just this positive spirit that's inside of me, because that's just who I am. So that means that is unconditional. It has nothing to do with my actual situation or circumstance, but I can find something inside of me to still be happy. And what I was saying before was that many of us, we know these people who are just naturally negative. Some people would say a negative Nancy, right? Many of us know those people, but then there are also people who are on the other side of that, who are just always happy. Like, it could be raining outside, it could be dark and dreary, it could be really cold, their car just broke down, but still somehow they are finding a way to smile. They're finding a way to, you know, be just the epitome of sunshine, right? And that's because they have joy. They figured out that beyond their circumstance, that you can still have a positive mindset, right? So another term that we use, we look at either pessimists or optimists, right? So people who lack joy typically fall in the category of being a pessimist, meaning, you all know that analogy that we use, is the glass half full or is it half empty? So those people who lack joy, those people who are pessimistic, what they're going to do, they're going to see the glasses being half empty, right? They're going to be able, and they might even see it worse than that. It ain't half empty. It's nothing in there at all, right? It don't even matter what's in the glass, because I don't like what's in the glass. So just even discount the fact that it's something in the glass. I don't even like what's in the glass. Like, the pessimistic folk are going to always find something to be negative about. They're going to find some reason to complain, right? But it complains. complaint is not a natural or should not be your natural default setting. Typically, if someone is always complaining, that typically means that somewhere is a problem, right? For some people, it's easier to identify than others because it could be a quick fix. And this is what I mean. Let's give an example. You could have some people where the reason why they're all grouchy, again, there is based upon happiness, right? So they don't understand, they've yet to understand that joy is within you. It should not be based upon your circumstances. And so a lot of times what happens is because people have yet to figure that out, then they are basing their attitude and their demeanor on their circumstance. And the problem is that if you go through a myriad of negativity, right? So if you have bad experience after bad experience after bad experience, or you just have felt like life done just beat you up, but you don't have any fighting you, right? Then you will say it's hard to be joyful. But the fact of the matter is that the Bible tells us in Ephesians that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. So therefore, the things that's going on, it's a little bit deeper than you lost a job or deeper than getting an eviction notice. Those are just the natural ways that it manifests itself. But you have to have a made up mind that you're going to focus on the positive, that regardless of what it is that's going on, that you're going to stay focused on the positive, right? Because at the end of the day, it's a choice. Philippians tells us, Philippians 4:8, it tells us that whatsoever things are just and true and honest and lovely and of a good report, those are the things that we should think on. But unfortunately, with human nature, it just seems as though what's natural to many people is to just focus on the things that's bad. Like you could have 50 things that were good and 2 things that were bad, but many times the human default setting is to simply focus on those things that were bad, focus on the things that were negative. But what you have to be able to do, because sometimes you have to retrain yourself, right? So like if you know that, so if you feel that you don't have joy. So in other words, if you are this person that I'm describing, if you are this, the glass is half empty person, matter of fact, it's worse than half empty because even the liquid that's in the glass, I don't like it, so it ain't doing me no good type person. If you are the habitual pessimist, then that means that you have to figure out how to change your mindset. And number one, so let's even go before that. You have to decide that you want to change your mindset, because so many people are comfortable being negative. So many people are comfortable being that Oscar the Grouch, just always negative, always complaining, always fussing. Somebody come and give you a compliment. No. It ain't good. It's not positive. It's not okay. You know, like you are determined that no matter how much the sun shines, you're going to look at the fact that it's a drip of rain, a drizzle of rain that's not even touching you. And you're going to allow that to totally turn around your day in a negative way, right? So if you are that person, then let me tell you that what is missing from your life is joy. You are missing joy from your life. And so to rectify that, so remember we said that we're going to talk about what it looks like to have joy, what it looks like not to have joy, and what can we do about it? Because at the end of the day, I need you to understand that you are not helpless. One of the biggest lies ever told was, well, because that's just who I am, and that's just how it has to be. No, just because you may have been that way, so I'm not disputing whether or not you were like that. But what I am saying is that just because that's how you have always been, it does not mean that that's how you always have to be. If you all are just tuning in, what we are talking about today, it is the what is the missing fruit that is the root of your problem. This is part two of a 9-part series. So the second piece to this fruit puzzle is joy. And so I've kind of spent some time talking about how a lack of joy causes people to be pessimistic, right? A lack of joy, that's going to be your Oscar the Grouch. That's going to be the person that no matter what you present to them, it's never going to be good enough. They're always going to have something to complain about. They're going to find something to complain about. You could clean the whole house and they're going to find the one dish that's out of place. You could clean out the car and they're going to find something in the glove compartment or the console, right? You could get an entirely new wardrobe and either the wardrobe costs too much, it should have been this color, like they're going to find something that is wrong, something to complain about. And again, if you are that person or you know someone that is like that, then what the root is that there is no joy. They have not understood that joy is not based on your circumstance. Joy is not and should not be conditional. It is not based on whether or not you have a job, whether or not you have a home. Joy is a decision. It's something that you wake up every day and you decide that this is how I am going to live life, because this was a gift that was given to you by God. It was not based upon how you looked. It was not based upon what you had. It was something that he just gave you because he loved you. And so it's up to you to determine whether or not you are going to use that fruit, if you are going to just allow it to rot or if you're going to actually use it, right? And so what I want to do is I want to go to, so if there's someone that's listening and you're like, you know what, oh my goodness, Tenille, you are stepping all on my toes and I'm tired of being this way. You know, again, I keep telling you, you don't have to continue to live your life this way. Once you identify the things that's missing, whether it's one element or more, because again, throughout this nine-part series, we're going to break down each of the pieces of that 9-fruit puzzle, right? Each piece of the 9-fruit puzzle. Maybe you're only missing one. Maybe you're missing more than one. But the point is that there is a solution. There is a way. You don't have to just go the rest of your life talking about, well, that's how it's always been, so that's how it's going to be. That don't make it right. So you would rather be wrong for the rest of your life just so that you can be justified by the fact that this is how you've always been? Or do you want to say, you know what? Enough is enough. I don't want to keep feeling this way. I don't want to keep having this void. Because what I can tell you, by default, I am naturally a nice person. By default, I am the forever optimist, right? Like, no matter what's going on, I'm going to figure out a way to turn it around and make it right by default. But there have been some days where I've had bad days. And the point that I'm making is that takes so much energy. Like, it is so draining to just be negative all the time. It's so dry. I couldn't even last a whole day. Like, I had to figure it out. Because it is so draining to just complain about everything, for everything to be wrong all the time. Like, nobody got time for that. So I'm sure that there is probably some type of medical situation that you may suffer from as well. Like, that may be affected by constant negativity, but this ain't that show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you some things that you can do to turn it around, right? And again, the same way I came out with scripture to tell you about the different fruit, I'm going to use the scripture to give you a solution. And so I'm coming from Psalm 51, and I'm going to read, I'm simply going to read 10
and 10, 11, and 12, okay? So again, this is for that person who is lacking joy, that person who is just like so bound that all they see is the negative and the darkness and the gloom. 51 and 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. 12, restore unto me the joy of my salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. So this lets me know that joy is a part of who you were naturally created to be. It was created for you to naturally possess joy. But sometimes, you know what happens if we just keeping it real? Sometimes the weight of the world gets overbearing. And sometimes it seems like before you can regroup, before you can get back, here comes the next thing, right? So it's like, okay, I'm trying to regroup from the fact that I was just demoted from my job, but now I'm getting a disconnection notice. Then no sooner I can finish getting from this disconnection notice, now my child is acting up. No sooner I can finish getting this with my child, then my family member is borrowing, asking for some money. Then no sooner I finish with that, then somebody I know passed away. So I understand that there are times where life can beat you up, but you have to be able to figure out, first of all, make the decision, am I going to allow this to get the best of me? Because again, I say, even though it may not seem like it, and even though someone may not have ever put it to you that way, it is still a choice. Are you going to allow the beatings of life? Are you going to allow the storms and the wind and the rains of life? Are you going to allow them to be victorious? Or are you going to say, well, I am more than a conqueror. And even though this stuff is happening right now, it is not going to be forever. This is a temporary situation. And so, no, whereas I may not be walking around smiling if I found out that somebody that I cared about has passed away, I don't have to fall into a depression just because I might not be happy about the fact that I got a disconnection notice. I don't have to be suicidal. I don't have to try to, you know, get on everybody else and make everybody else sad and angry and frustrated just because my situations are sad and frustrating, right? Because again, you have a choice whether or not you're going to accept that into your spirit. And once you realize that this is who you've become, once you realize that this bitterness and this frustration and this anger, once you realize that it has taken over you and it has totally changed your demeanor and you can't even find your joy anymore, you have to say, okay, what am I going to do about it? Am I going to just fall down and just bow out gracefully? No. Is it worth me fighting for? Is me regaining my joy worth fighting for? And the answer should be absolutely. So you start with number one, acknowledging the fact that your joy ain't there no more. You don't have it. Once upon a time, I had it. And maybe I'm talking to someone who you've never had joy. You've always been angry. You've always been frustrated. You've always had some type of negative demeanor. But you're tired of it. And it's done gotten the best of you. And you're ready to see something different. Once you acknowledge that that was something that had you down, then number two is to say that, look, I want to do something about it. So now you have to commit to doing something about it. So what is the something? This is when you pray. And again, I said, disclaimer from the very beginning, this is for believers. So I'm not sure who may hear this podcast. If there are some who are not believers tuning into this podcast, understand that then means that I'm not speaking to you, because we are not going to have a debate over whether or not prayer works, if there's a God. This podcast is specifically for believers, for people who believe in God. And so having said that, once you realize what that joy it once you come to the realization, if this is your missing fruit, once you realize that joy is indeed what is missing, then your solution is that you pray. And number one, you say, Lord, please, again, pray David's prayer. Create in me a clean heart. So all of the pieces of this heart that's done been broken for whatever the reason, somebody that is I done just been beaten up by life. It's been all of these different situations, everything. I'm just totally done. And we know that life can just throw some ridiculously hard things from us. And the thing about it is, whereas God may not prevent you from suffering, why? Because the Bible says that if Jesus suffered, if we want to reign with him, then we too must suffer, right? And so a lot of times people feel like that just because you're saved and just because you're a Christian or you believe in God, then that means that everything in your life is going to go easy. No, what it means is that you have hope in Christ Jesus, and you understand that even if and when things don't go your way, that there is something beyond this life. There is a reward greater than what you are in right now. So you have a hope that you didn't have before, but it does not mean that you are exempt from negative things happening. However, how you choose to solve those negative things are up to you. And if you are tired of being beaten up, if you are tired of losing to the, and again, this does not mean that your situations will change, but perception is everything. How you perceive your circumstances will give you either, it'll either strengthen you or it will weaken you. And so if you believe that it's over, the Bible says, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So however you perceive the situation, if you believe you're defeated, guess what? You're going to act as though you're defeated. But if you believe that you are victorious, then guess what? You are going to have some strength in you. You're going to keep on going. Your chest going to stick out a little bit further. Why? Because you know, hey, even though it might look down right now, it might look dark right now, it might look bleak right now, but guess what? I know that I am more than a conqueror. So I cannot contribute to the situation. The situation itself is already beating me up. And what I'm not going to do is just throw in the towel with it and then have that woe is me mentality. I'm not going to engage in a pity party because I know that this is just momentary. I know that this is just temporary. So I know that if I stay positive, if I continue to speak those things that's not as though they were, if I continue to speak on the things that are true and honest and just and lovely, right? If I speak on those things, I don't have to be stuck on where I am. If where I am right now, if there is no glory in that, then I am not going to glory this situation. So I'm either going to remember the time that was good, or I'm going to focus on the time that's going to be better. I am not going to allow myself to sink down in this situation. I am not going to play pity party with it. I'm not going to do that. So Lord, I'm asking that you please create in me a clean heart. So if my heart is broken, please help to mend my broken heart. Please help to fix it. If I have some hatred in my heart, if I have some grudges in my heart, whatever it is that is taking it away, if it's the fact that life has beaten it up, because understand that your heart is also your mindset, right? So as a man thinketh, so change that mindset. Change it where I don't want to keep on complaining all the time. Take the complaint off my tongue and replace the complaint with a compliment. When we do this attitude of gratitude, again, it doesn't mean that just because you are committing to have an attitude of gratitude, that does not mean that you don't have bad things happening in your life. Again, it means that you are shifting your perception. And I am consciously deciding not to complain about the situation, but I'm going to find something good to say. And for some of you, that takes some training. You're just now tuning in. what we're doing, we're talking about the missing fruit that is the root to your problem. This is a 9-part series. Yesterday we touched on love. So part one was love. Part two, which is what we're discussing today, is joy. If you are not already following me across social media, then I encourage you to do so, whether it be Wisdom, Clubhouse, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or Twitter. You can find me at My Name is Tenille. And if you would like to subscribe to my Educated and Empowered podcast, you can do so by going to either anchor.fm. You can go to Spotify, iHeart, Apple and Google Podcasts, or any of the other major streaming platforms, and keyword search Educated and Empowered or my name, Tenille M. Jackson, and it should generate. And I ask that you do go ahead and spend the $3.99 a month. Again, you're going to get a lot of episodes for that particular month. And beyond that, you are going to get access to exclusive content that I make just for my subscribers. And case in point, this is going to be a 9-part series. However, there are only going to be 5, maybe 6 episodes that are going to be available to the general public. If you want to access that remaining 3 to 4 fruit, then you are going to have to subscribe to the podcast. And again, you can do that by going over to anchor.fm. And so just getting back into it, some of you really are going to have to make a conscious effort because you are retraining your brain. Like, if you've always complained, if every time something didn't go your way, you were ready to let go, you were ready to give up, you were ready to throw in the towel. Matter of fact, you done gave up, you done threw in the towel, then you have to reset yourself. And I always say, again, as a coach, you have to have realistic expectations, right? So if you've done something for 20, 30, 40 years the same way, then it's not going to just undo itself overnight. Now, is it possible to do something cold turkey? Absolutely. But for many, many people, that is not the case. For many people, you have to, again, make a conscious effort every day to change your ways. And so, yes, as I'm telling you, you pray this David's prayer, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. So just in that prayer, you are acknowledging the fact that it's something going on with your heart and your spirit that's not the way that God intended for it to be. So you acknowledge that. You acknowledge the fact that you understand that this isn't how it's supposed to be. And like I say, for many of you, that's going to be key because pride has been in the way and it has not even allowed you to admit the fact that how you have been is wrong. Many of you go down the wrong path and you will simply just try to justify it by saying, well, that's how I've always been. Just because it's what you've always been or what you've always done does not make it right. And so if you are always grouchy and always complaining, you are not even being able to experience the fullness of God. Because again, understand that if he gave you these 9 fruit, and like I told you, these are all ingredients, all 9 fruit come together to make 1. And so if you got a piece over here, a piece over there, again, go back to that cake example. That's just like you put in the sugar, you put in the eggs, you put in the flour, but maybe you didn't add the vanilla extract. So the taste is going to be a little off. So technically, are some of the ingredients there? Yes. But if you don't have all the ingredients, then it's still not going to taste the way that it should taste if all of the ingredients are present. And so instead of making excuses and justifications, talking about, well, I've always been this way, and you continue to miss that key ingredient, because all 9 of the fruit, they are all key ingredients. So you can't say, well, I got 6 of them, or I got 7 of them, because you are then still not experiencing the fullness of all of them. And so why not challenge yourself? Because if you all listen to the podcast on love that I did, then you will understand
that you should always be striving to be better. It's not the competition that you have. I don't care what society says. Your only competition is yourself on yesterday. The only person that you should be trying to compare yourself against is who you were the day before. And your goal is to try to be better on today than you were on yesterday. And so instead of just trying to justify because it's too hard to change and I don't always been this way. No, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit in me. I am admitting before you that how I was is not right. So I am putting my flesh out the way. I'm putting my pride to the side and I'm asking you to please help me. Please work on me, right? Ain't that what the prayer said? To create in me. And then he says, because I don't want to be cast out away from you, right? And then beyond that, restore the joy of my salvation. That's what we're talking about today, is the joy. So as my heart is being cleaned and then my spirit is being renewed, then you'll be able to restore, right? To put it back in there, restore the joy, because many of you, your joy has left. Maybe someone near and dear to you passed away, and after they passed or since they've passed, you just have not been the same. You're on autopilot, you walking around and you're just existing, but it's like the best part of you left when they passed away. That does not have to be your future. That doesn't even have to be your present. You do not have to continue to suffer. You can have a made up mind that this is the last time that I'm going to feel this way. Lord, please help me. I need you to restore my joy. That is your prayer. And if you believe, the Bible says, according to your faith, be it unto you. But again, I say, the steps that you take, yes, you are going to pray. That is the spiritual side. That's the spiritual step that you take. But naturally, the practical things that you're going to do is you have to make a conscious choice that I am not going to complain. I don't care what, I'm going to figure out a compliment. If somebody gives me an outfit and it's two sizes too small, I have a choice. I can either complain about the fact that they gave me an outfit that they knew were probably too small, or I can tell them thank you because they were thinking about me. Because at the end of the day, they didn't even have to think about me. When I get home and maybe I wanted dinner to be cooked and dinner is not cooked, I have a choice. I can either complain about the fact that dinner ain't cooked, or I can be grateful about the fact that when I go to my refrigerator or my freezer, that there is something in there to cook. Or even if it's not something to cook, if I went to work, that mean I got a piece of money, and so I can be grateful about the fact that I can go to, even if it's a fast food restaurant, and get me something to eat. I don't have to go to bed hungry unless I choose to. And there are people out here who don't have that choice. So no matter what it is, you can find something to be grateful for. And again, as I said, for many people, that may be an entire homework assignment. Because if you are so used to, by default, being in complaint mode, if by default it's natural for you to be pessimistic, to have that negative energy, that glass is half empty, then it is going to be an assignment for you. So again, that's the reason why I say use Philippians 4:8 as your template. Whatever things are just, find the positive, find the honest, find the lovely that's in maybe not your current situation, right? Maybe if you're going through a storm right now, we're not trying to tell you to find the lovely out of the storm, because the fact of the matter is that you might not find a lovely in the storm, not in the storm, but what I can think about is outside of the storm. When the storm is over, it's probably going to be a rainbow. And when I think about that rainbow, then I know that that is God keeping his promise. That is a sign of his promise. And so that's what I'm going to think about, whether you're talking about literally
literal or figurative. I'm going to be focused on the rainbow while I'm going through the storm. You see what I'm trying to say? There's somebody who needs that rain, because while I'm mad at the rain, somebody was experiencing a drought and they need the rain. So God, I thank you for raining on the just as well as the unjust. Again, it is a challenge if you don't necessarily by default think positively. But if you're saying, I'm ready for that challenge, I'm ready for that change, then all you have to do is, again, every day you consciously, you make that decision every day, consciously make that decision to get up and to find something to be grateful for. And you will notice over time, little by little, then the things that you used to grouch about, you won't be grouching about them as much. And then after a while, you won't be grouching about them at all. And then after a while, you're going to actually start smiling in the things that used to make you frown. And then after a while, you actually will be laughing. And then after a while, you'll actually have something positive to say about the thing you always used to have something negative to say. So again, don't think that it's just going to be an overnight process. I'm grouchy, been grouchy for 40 years. And now because I say one day that I don't want to be grouchy, now I'm just going to be a sunshine, a rainbow. It's not going to just happen that easy. You're going to have to work at it. But anything that's worth having is worth working for. And I guarantee you that your joy is definitely, it's worth having. And so in either case, I am hoping that you guys got something out of today's lesson. Today was all about joy. The next part three, again, we are coming from Galatians 5, the scripture, so the fifth chapter, verses 22 and 23, that simply tells us what the nine fruit are. Our part one was on love. Today was part two on joy. Part three is going to be on peace. And so many of you, I know peace is really a struggle, but in either case, understand that no matter what it is, God is able. And so another thing that I will tell you all, there is a fruit of the spirit anthology that I put together, and it is available on Amazon as well as the journal. So there is a fruit of the spirit writing journal if you don't want to actually read, but if you want to go through with us as we're doing this 9-part series, and in that fruit of the spirit writing journal, I believe it's going to have a scripture in there, it's going to have an activity for you. And so if you are really serious about changing, if you're really serious about not just identifying that missing fruit, but if you really want to get that fruit back, right? You want to reactivate that love or that joy or that peace or the other six, then do what's necessary to get it back going. And so again, whether you get both the fruit of the spirit anthology or you get the Fruit of the Spirit writing journal, I would encourage you to go to Amazon.com, keyword search my name, Tenille M. Jackson, Fruit of the Spirit, and both of them will come up. Get you one of them. And if you're saying, well, Tenille, which one? Because I'm not going to buy both of them. Which one would you prefer? Then get the writing journal. Because where's the anthology? You're reading someone else's stories and how the fruit came into their life and played a part into their lives. With the writing journal, this is going to be for you. You can write out your own routine. You can write out your own stories. You can write out the changes that's actually happening for you as a result. So again, go to Amazon.com, keyword search Tenille M. Jackson, Fruit of the Spirit, and get that journal. I guarantee you is going to definitely assist you in this journey if you are choosing to
get better. If you're like, look, I'm tired of missing the fruit. I'm tired of not having the love and the joy and the peace, and patience is causing me a problem by not having it, and not being disciplined and not having faith, and I really want to get better. Then I'm telling you, these are going to be some things. Taking notes on the series, getting the journal is really going to help you. And for those of you who are actually on Facebook, I encourage you to join my educated and empowered coaching community. You can find me on Facebook by simply keyword searching my name, Tenille M. Jackson, or you can just keyword search that group, educated and empowered. Join the coaching community. Every day I post a free tip. I give you either a link to a podcast, or I'm doing something interactive in the group, but then we're also doing things outside of the group. Every month you get a free book. You also get a free coaching, a group coaching session, and this is just for $20 a month for a membership fee, but you're getting to be a part of this community, you're getting the group coaching session, you're getting the book, and you're getting better. That's the biggest thing, you're getting better. And so again, we want to make sure that every day we are living it on purpose, and so whatever tools that I can provide, I want to do so. And so again, for just $3.99 a month, you can subscribe to the Educated and Empowered, the Educated and Empowered podcast, right? So that can be found on anchor.fm as well as Spotify, iHeart, and all the other streaming platforms. Or you can go ahead and join our Educated and Empowered coaching community. And if you say, hey, Tenille, I do want to do that, but I'm really not on Facebook like that, then hit me in the inbox and send me your email address, and then we'll just add you to our list, so that way we can keep you looped in on the activities that we do outside of the Facebook community, because that group coaching session, that's outside of Facebook. But I'm hoping that you all enjoyed it, and I'm hoping that now between love and joy, you have two more pieces of that fruit pie or fruit cake that we're putting together, right? The fruit puzzle. And so again, join me tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about, we'll be on part 3, which is peace. Thank you all so much, and have a great rest of your day.